let me pray before we get started here. God, what a wonderful thing VBS is. You've entrusted this ministry to these people here for reasons we don't know, and you're using it in ways that we cannot even comprehend. So help us to be good stewards of this ministry. Help us to understand the gravity of it, and give us the strength and the ability to make it through the week in a way that honors and glorifies you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. 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 All right, I don't want to underestimate the seriousness of something like VBS, so I just want to real quickly tell you what VBS is not, what it is, okay? Number one, VBS is not babysitting, okay? VBS is not babysitting. It's actually caring for souls, okay? So get in the mindset. Thank you. Thank you, Leo. He understands. Understand like Leo. All right, VBS is not just a summer camp, but it's a safe place for hurting children in our community to come and have fun and to learn about Jesus, okay? That's really important because there are a lot of children come here that come from some pretty rough grounds, and this is a safe place for them. All right, it's not just crafts and games and Bible lessons and songs and music. No, songs and music are the same thing. And what else do we do? Crafts, I already said things. Snacks, there we go. Dancing, recreation. It's not just those things, but it's these children how to worship God in every area of life, okay? That's what we do. That's kind of what we're exemplifying here at VBS, how to glorify Him and all that. And it's not a vacation. It's vocation, okay? It's work for a lot of us here, right? We're serving. It's serving the Lord. this week-long act will be or the right frame of mind as you get into VBS, because if you're not, you're not going to have fun. You're going to be super angry. You're going to get irritated easily, and you're going to miss the goal. And when you miss the goal, you might as well not show up, okay? So let's be in the right frame of mind for VBS. Don't have a small closed-off view of this, but serve and love these kids like Christ does. Serve and love them in view of eternity. So what we're going to do for this meeting is I'm going to kind of get, we're going to go in sections, and I'm going to try to go as fast as we can and be as thorough as we can so that we can get everything out of the way and we don't have to spend 3 hours here. So I'm going to go through kind of the layout of VBS, then I'm going to go through what a typical night looks like. A lot of you have been here for several years and you kind of know how this goes. Some things change, some things don't. Most things are the same. And so we'll go through all these sections. Station, and at the end of just raise your hand while I'm talking. All right. The theme for VBS this year is Breaker Rock Beach. So we are going to the beach. How many of you have been to the beach before? Most everybody in here has been to the beach, right? I think that this year, out of all the years, we'll have a lot of like in-house decorations, right? A lot of you probably have like umbrellas and beach towels and sandcastle things like we have on the table. So we might be able to resource a lot of that from our own people, which so be on the lookout for donating some of that stuff and giving some of that stuff if you're able to. But we're going to Breaker Rock Beach. Theme, motto for this year, God's truth never changes. God's truth never changes. And then our theme verse is going to be Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this age. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. This is important to remember those things because they're going to be all throughout the week. It's going to be kind of the motivation behind a lot of the teaching and a lot of the stuff that we do in all the stations. So it's good to if you memorize these or it's just bring them to mind or have them readily available. And each day we're going to have a different daily point. It's a different biblical point that is made still in truth that never changes. So the first day is going to be truth comes from God. We get that from Genesis 2 and 3. Day 2 is going to be God's plan is best. To get that from Daniel 1, Daniel chose to do what God said rather than what he was being told to do. Day 3 is that everyone needs Jesus. This is the account of the rich ruler. He's wanting to know he entered the kingdom of heaven. That comes from Mark chapter 10. Day number 4 is that Jesus himself says that in John chapter 14. I am the way, the truth, the life. No one gets to the Father except through me. And then day 5 is speaking the truth in love. And you can kind of see progression here, how it goes through the gospel. And then day 5 is going to be one of those. So it's all themed around the news of Christ and his work. That's so important. That's why we do anything here at this church, especially why we do any of our outreach. And this is our biggest outreach. So remember those things. It's important to know those things. And it's important to personalize them, okay? So a kid said, well, what does it mean for you in your life that God's plan is best? It might be a good thing to go over that and think, what does that mean for me? Or what does it mean that God, that truth comes from God in my life? Well, what does that mean? And so being ready to answer questions or being able to talk about it is probably going to be really helpful. So they're really small. You can memorize them. You can know them. You'll certainly hear them throughout the day. All right, any questions on the theme or the layout of VBS so far? The motto, the points, coming from the Bible, so we shouldn't have any trouble with that, right? Okay. Oh, you have trouble with that. Just kidding.
Just like the theme, tell them that the theme is not really the tropical beach.
That's true.
Right,
yes.
Pacific Northwest.
That's right.
Don't bring Hawaiian shirts.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, this is like a beach I've never been to. Has anybody been to a beach like this? That's the Californians, right? Yeah, you've been there. I have not. So yeah, this is and the point of the rock is that the truth is like a rock and it doesn't change. It doesn't move, right? The waves bash against it. The wind blows against it, but it doesn't move. I think that's what they were getting at. I'm not sure. I don't work for a long way. All right, good. I'm going to walk through what a typical day at VBS looks like, get through all the stations, talk about all the I'm going to say the names of the people that are in those certain stations or are part of those teams. If I do not say your name and you're here, maybe you didn't sign up for a specific spot yet, or maybe you signed up tonight and I didn't get it on there, okay? So just come to either me after the meeting is over and we'll get you into a certain spot to serve. So I might not have all of this completely accurate. Just bear with me. The first thing that happens every night at VBS is a workers' meal at 5:30. Is that right or wrong? 5 o'clock. Okay. It happens at 5 o'clock every night at VBS. We know that this can be a pretty crazy time, so we provide a meal for all the families serving at VBS every night at 5 p.m. So you come early, you eat, and we'll have some sign-ups, so we help church kind of donate the items to those meals. And the people in charge of that are Pam Toth and Mary Campbell. Is Mary here?
No.
Okay, cool. So Pam and Mary are in charge of that, and we'll get sign-up sheet. And Tony, that's right. And Tony. Meal at 5 o'clock, so show up for that. It's helpful when it comes to dinners those nights. We will also have nursery workers. The nursery workers are for the children of the people serving, okay? So that's going to be Savannah Nesselrod, Sydney Pugh, her daughter, and Robin Sprecher, okay? Those will be our nursery workers. Good luck. My kids will be in there. Yeah. So anyway, nursery workers, so if you're coming here and you have small children, what is it? 5 and under? Is that correct? Or no? Oh, it's just 0 to 2. Maybe I shouldn't be in charge of this. 0 to 2, that's right. 2. If you have children 0 to 2, they will be watching them for the entire week. And yeah, anyway, so the nursery workers, the very first thing of official VBS is then the registration. And registration is super crazy. That's Christina, Amber, and Sabrina. I can't think of a better 3 people to put on that team, to be honest with you. Okay? So they handle that, and they go hard, and it's great. Day 1 is obviously going to be the most chaotic day of the week. If you have a problem with something on the first night of VBS, and it's not like super important, try to find someone who's not at the registration table. Okay, so you can ask me. I'll be floating around. Pastor Ben will be floating around. Ask someone else. Try to stay away from that because it's so chaotic, especially during that first night, unless it involves a form or needing some sort of information, okay? If you have kids attending or you're inviting kids and you already know that they're going to be attending, it would be a good idea to go ahead and give them an online registration. Let me see here. So we actually have an online registration this year. It's through this link. You really might not be able to see that, but write this down. It's my.org/Baker Heights. And so instead of giving out a ton of paper registrations this year that usually just get lost, sometimes it's really helpful. You can go ahead and sign up ahead of time for your kids or if you know of kids that are going to be attending. And that is with the pre-registered children. So,
if we do that online, how do we get them through to get their name badges and things like that?
Yeah, so it'll all go to, I don't know how exactly it works, but Ben knows exactly how it works. And it will all go to our computer system, and then the registration people will see it on the laptop from there.
So we just bypass the line?
You bypass the line, as far as I am concerned. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we will see. This is an experimentation, so we'll see. Yeah. We'll see ways. I'm sure we'll find ways we can, make it better for next year. But first time release, just at least starting to get some sort of online registration process, it is a start.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll work on
that. It'll probably work, right?
We'll still get an index. So we'll work things out as we go, but it's a step in that direction.
If you're not doing anything, and you see that the registration line is being held up a lot, help escort children to their seats in the worship center. That's where everything will start. So be ready to help out in that way. Or if you can put name badges on kids or something like that, that's extremely helpful to them, especially the escorting them to their seats. So the kid registers, and then after registering, the parents will leave, unless they want to stay. They're going to leave, and then the child is escorted into the worship center for what we call the opening rally. That's basically, the opening rally is basically a good time to get out announcements. We play a little drama video at the very beginning on theme with the beach, Breaker Rock Beach, and then we'll have the dismissal to the different stations. So not a lot happens there, but it's important that we're in there. It's good to be ready 15 minutes ahead of time. So VBS starts at 6 o'clock. You want to be there, if you're supposed to be in there, by 5:45 at the latest, because kids do get here early and they're just standing in there without any adults, without any leaders. It's a great time to get to know your kids and to talk to them a bit. Okay, so that will all happen, and then we will dismiss into the different stations. I'm going to give you a sample schedule here. Now, this will change depending on what age. So it'll go from the opening rally 15-ish minutes, usually a little bit less than that. And if we get started at 6 o'clock, then you'll go to the first station, which will be 20 minutes, the next station, 15, and you can kind of see there's about a 5 times a little more than that gap in between stations so that you have time to walk there, get back and fro. You'll end up all the way through all the stations and then back to closing rally, which will get 8:40, 20 minutes, usually. And it's pretty late. 6 to 9 is a long time for all these kids. And so I remember last year there was a kid that came out. I think he was part of kindergarten class, and he fell asleep in my session at music, and he was just zonked. And it was like the fourth night. So the kids are going to be tired. They're going to be exhausted from this. We understand that, but parents love that because they just go to. All right, so then we're going to go to our different stations. Each station has a name. Okay. Bible study at Sandcastle Cove. Now, we're experimenting a little bit with Bible this year. We're going to try to put it where the second entrance is, if you're familiar where that's at, over by the other double doors on the other side. We're going to try to wall that off as best we can. As you guys know, if you've been attending here for any amount of time, we don't have a ton of space, and we have about 100 kids that show up to this, plus all of you, right? And so this place is pretty packed out. We're maximizing space as best we can. So Bible study, try to be in there. If not, we'll have to do some sort of outdoor tent thing that we did last year. We don't really want to do that, but so we're going to try to. But Pastor Ben will be leading that up, and he will need a help. I'll need someone to help him with that, but we can get to the end, get to that at the end. One thing I do want to say about that, if it is going to be in that spot, just be really mindful about when you take kids to the bathroom, especially if you're taking a whole group of kids to the bathroom. It can be kind of a loud, you're in the hallway, but he's going to be doing the Bible lesson over there, so just be mindful of the noise and everything. Next is Orca Music. So that's going to be me and Micah so far, and we could probably use one more person with that. I might have a song, a sample. Maybe. Oh. Oh. I think it's just coming through there, so you have to be really quiet. All right, so I just wanted to give you an example that we're not singing really fun, you know, songs and making a mockery of this. This is serious, and so
we also teach the songs.
We also teach the songs. That's right.
Good, let the kids do every week, and we always let the kids decide which song they want to do on stage at the end of the week.
We do that. Thank you, Micah. Yeah. So, but anyway, it's serious. We're teaching them how to worship Christ, and a lot of these songs. That's the fourth day, and that's usually when the serious, like the serious, somber, you can tell. It's always interesting to me that I always see the kids like they don't want to do the motions, they don't want to do singing all throughout the week, and they're just too cool to do it. And then this song comes on the fourth night, and it's like they get it. It's like something clicks in their head, and they're saying, oh, this is serious, and I don't know, it's really cool, so I'm excited to be able to do that. I don't really like doing the dance moves, but hey, whatever. The next thing is Tide Pool Crafts. So Tide Pool, by the way, songs in the worship center. Tide Pool Crafts will be splitting the pavilion out here with snacks. Again, we're trying to maximize space. Yeah, John?
I have an idea for the name. A small change to it that I think would make it a little better.
Oh. Would be pretty cool. That's right. That's right. Bethany, we might have to. Where's Bethany? There you are, Bethany. We might have to change. Anyway, so that's going to be Bethany, Jan, Ashlyn, and Cindy. Okay, and we. Am I wrong on that? Want to use the coat rack for storage?
We'll talk about it.
All right. So anyway, crafts will be... I love seeing the crafts. They do a really good job with that every year. It's really cool to see the kids get involved with that. It's kind of like a lost art, I feel like, in our modern culture, is making a craft, like creating something. And so I think it's really cool that they get involved with that. All right, next one. I love this one. I'm not changing this name, John. Rec. Isn't that pretty good? That's pretty good. Ship Recreation, and that's going to be Robert, Andrew, Carl, Stephen, Josh, Adrian, and John. That's a lot of people. You're going to need them all. All right. That's obviously going to be outside, right here in the front. Some things to keep in mind for that is if it really throws us for a loop, and there's a severe weather, because then we have to come into the hallway in here. That's kind of our backup plan. Again, we don't have a lot of space here, but praise God. The last few years, He's been so gracious to us, and we really haven't had any bad weather. We don't know if we had to come inside last year. I don't believe we did.
I think the most.
And so. That's right, and so that's what I was getting to. One of the things that we have to really be super cautious of and aware is we do have a moon bounce that we have every year. It's obviously a huge hit, but someone in that group of you guys needs to be watching these kids. And then also, if there's high winds, we have to really be careful because the thing can get taken up, and we do typically have some pretty big winds up here. All right, so my suggestion to that team is to... be aware ahead of time, have a plan in case of severe weather, and know what to do. Have some ready. And then also, something I say every year is just be careful with the water games, because if you soak some kids and then have them come and sit down in the music, it's just not a ton of fun for everybody else. So just be careful and mindful of where they're going next for the water games. All right, next thing is bonfire missions. That's going to be Pastor Randy. Here in the fellowship hall, this is a great time for kids to understand that Christianity and sharing the gospel is really bigger than just here in America. It's outside of the United States, and we get to see some impact that the mission organization that we support as a Southern Baptist, cooperative program, you get to see some of the people that our tithes go to help support and see their stories, where they're living, and what they're doing, their work and their ministry, and how they're affecting people groups for Christ. So that's the next one that's going to be in here. The last one then is Sea Lion Snacks, and that's going to be Tina, Regina, and Autumn. And this will occupy the other half of the pavilion, so we will have a divider in there that divides it up. And I know that they'll be using the kitchen. And there's a door out there that leads out to the pavilion over there. Snacks will work closely together, especially the first night, because there are kids that come here with food allergies, and we want to be very mindful of that. We want to understand if someone does have an allergy to something that's in the snack that night, to have, and to just be aware of, you know, how close, you know, if they have a severe nut allergy or something. If they have a severe nut allergy or something, that they're not, you know, sitting next to someone eating this or something like that. So you just want to be aware of that. And I know you guys have done a really good job of that in the past. The registration, I say the registration because the form, there will be a section where they have to fill out for food allergies. The smaller kids might not be aware of what they can and cannot eat, or they can't I'll see it in the snack, because I know the snacks are usually formed in such a way that you might not know what's in it. but anyway, so you want to make sure that you know as a snack leader, and the team leaders need to know that too. This is also a great time, especially in the past, we've used this as a time to get to know the children, and maybe if there's a bigger need in their family, we have some things here that we do, like our food pantry and our benevolent fund, where we can help them out with some other needs. A lot of these kids come and they're devouring the snacks, and you're like, oh, what's going on? Well, maybe it's because they're not getting dinner that night or something like that. So just be aware of that, so that we can help, because we as a church, we want to reach out to our community, and we can do that in some of these ways. So we've done that in the past. We used that as a time in the past to kind of get to know the kids and understand if there's some other need that we can meet and their family. So those are all the stations. Almost done with this section. And then we get to the closing rally. So I gave you the schedule earlier, and the closing rally is, it's kind of important that we get there on time. So 8 is the time you need to be back there. The reason is because we want to end on time, right? And we want to get these kids back to their parents' home, go to sleep, and come back the next day. So everyone is brought back for the wrap-up. The music leaders will put that on, and then there is a skit, an offering, a bring a friend time, which if you're unfamiliar with that, we kind of incentivize bringing a friend, and we give them a little gift. If they bring a friend, they can come up with their friend. That's right. But you don't get in there because you are a leader. That we do, we'll go to the last 2 years, it's going to Kids Power Packs, which is a ministry, a local ministry in our area that helps kids in the school systems with food insecurity. So I'm not sure if that's where it will go this year, but it will go somewhere else. And last year, I think we were able to raise like $560 or something like that. So it's really cool. And that's the kids doing it. They're bringing in the change, and they're bringing it right back into their community. And then after that, we'll do a closing prayer, and we'll do a dismissal. Now, it's very important that the parents come and get their child from their seat, okay? So when we dismiss at the end, the closing rally, we're not just saying, kids, go find your parents. We're saying, parents, you need to come and get your kid. That's very important. And I know we've talked about this before, and it might be something for but having printed numbers that match the kid so that their parent is bringing a number and you can know. We just want to be super cautious of all this. I mean, we want to be safe as possible. We wouldn't want anything to happen in that regard. Someone getting someone's child that they're not supposed to. Even if it's like, oh, my friend, she's just back there. We really want to be adamant about, no, their parent needs to come and get them from their seat. It's very important for us. Want to be extra precautious with that. This schedule is going to be the same. The closing rally is going to be the same every single night, except for the last night, which we'll have a shortened schedule, and I'll talk about that in a second. We'll have a shortened schedule, and then we will have a family night. We do a big celebration afterwards. Any questions on any of the stations, Tom?
So, I see on the list, are the kids broken up by age?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. They're all broken up by age. I just grabbed this. This is an example. Fifth and sixth grader. Every age will have the same. Just instead of going to craft, they might go to music first, or so it's just a little bit different in that area. That's right. Every class, except for preschool, and they do theirs a little bit different. That.
Okay.
All right. Any questions about any of that stuff, Tyson? Yeah. Oh, you saying for parent and kid connection? That's a thought. You're talking about for the parent kid connection at the end of the day? Yeah.
You're saying
Oh.
Allergies too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a good thought. Yeah. Usually the name tags don't last past the first night. But we try. Yeah, that's right. That's good. We definitely want to think about how to be safer, especially with that ending time. John.
For the name tags, how about use anything other than cardboard?
Well. We need more money then. That's right. All right, any other questions on the stations or anything like that? Comments? All right, next thing is team leaders. Okay, team leaders are the people that stay with the age groups for the majority of the night, or the whole of the night, really. You have the most time with those individual students. So if you're a leader for third and fourth grade, you'll be with third and fourth graders the entire night, each individual station. You have about 3 hours. My thoughts to you, and this really goes out to everyone serving, is exert yourself for these kids, okay? Really serve. Really put in the time, really put in the effort to serve these kids. You can show up as a leader. You can show up, be there, support them, get to know them, and even pray for them and share the gospel. You can do all those things, or you can just be like, all right, time to go to the next thing and take them on, right? Or here, I'll run again to the I want to also say at the same time, people who are serving at the specific stations whatever. It is a little bit of a break for those team leaders. So what I mean by that is if the kids are at recreation, they're running wild, and the recreation leaders, sorry guys, are not doing anything, the team leaders have to be corralling them back in. So have the engage the kids. You know, whether you're at, if it's at music, we need to engage the kids so that the team leaders aren't sitting there having to do extra work that they shouldn't be doing. I think you guys get that. Another suggestion, learn their names quick. They're wearing name tags, but at the same time, a lot of them, we said fall off, whatnot. Learn their names quick. Learn something about them quick so that you're able to talk to them and carry conversations with them. And it's very important, most important as team leaders, to be at your seat by 5:45 because, again, kids are coming in. They will need leaders there with them. Ready for athletes. Work well together. All those things. Yeah, Janet.
So you have a child who has an injury. Is it handle it for your station or
living? Yes, I will get to that just in a second. No, you're good, though. So be ready for all of those things. Here's the different age groups. Preschool and kindergarten are a bit different. A little bit of a different schedule because they do a little more in-house, I guess you could say. Do the Bible and missions in their own group. They don't actually go to the station. Okay. Preschool is going to be over in the choir room. Yeah, Nicole, Ezzy, Carrie, and Kimberly. Like I said, they're over in the choir room. Kindergarten is Brianne, Jennifer, Annika, and Cece. First and second grade is Candace, Leanne, Abby, Lois, and Teresa. Third and fourth grade is Sarah, Ring, Susan, and Rhonda. And fifth and sixth grade is Jim, Pam, and Debbie. Okay? Am I missing anybody that has already signed up? Okay, cool. So those will be leaders for those age groups. And on stuff about team leaders. Like that. You guys hanging in there? We're getting to the end, okay? We're getting there. Getting there. All right. Let's go. Oh. Yes, yeah. Kindergarten is over in the parsonage, which is that house over there, if you're unfamiliar. Got it. All right. The abuse policy and procedures on the back of the form. A lot of you don't have a form in front of you because you already filled one out last year. I just want to be reminding you of this. It is very important that two adults are present in all class gatherings, okay? Of minors, obviously that's students under the age of 18. Very important that two adult leaders, must be present, okay? There must be also a minimum of two members for any class to be held or taught. We don't have that problem at CBS. We have a lot more than two students per class, okay? Teachers should not be in a classroom with less minors. Each youth or children's class should have a reiterating the top two things there.
I have a question.
Hold on a second. I'm going through this. Obviously, there should never be any inappropriate conduct, whether that be verbal, physical, or through electronic means, meaning cell phone or anything like that. Should not be taking pictures of the kids or anything like that. We have a do for our family and everything, so nobody should be doing that. I can understand if you want to be taking pictures of some of the kids as they pose nicely and you want to send them so that you can use them for the Facebook. But just be careful on how you engage in that. So, that's right. You want to make sure that the kids are safe as possible, whatever you're doing. So a lot of times, there's a time where maybe one adult is walking a student to the bathroom, okay? You do not want to go to, I don't know how you would in this place, but go into some room by yourself on your way to the bathroom. I don't know how that would work out, but you're not going to do that, okay? If you're alone with that, you're going to stay in the open all the way to the bathroom, and you're not going to go into the bathroom with them. I'm not exactly sure how that works a ton with preschool or kindergarten.
Well, we have one right in
there. Yes, you have a bathroom there. I'm thinking more so like if they need help or something. I don't know. Sophia? Is Sophia here? Oh.
Sophia.
I don't know what you've done in the past with that. Okay. And I think it's okay if you're going to stand.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Standing outside the bathroom door, or just standing outside the stall?
You can stand outside if possible. You shouldn't need to. You shouldn't need to take anybody to the bathroom because you're at the station. But it's for the team leaders. You should be standing outside the bathroom. Also, teachers should be aware of the condition of their students, and you need to be looking out for any signs that may indicate neglect or abuse at home. That's a big deal. We are. What do you call it? Mandatory reporters, right? So if we see a student that may be being abused at home, we have a process in which we go about reporting that, and that's very important. We want to keep the safety of this place, and we want, that's a way to show the love of Christ, is we're going to step into their life, as bad as it may be, and be able to report that. So if that happens, if a teacher becomes aware of any issues, whether a child says something or you see something, this is what must take place. You got to report the incident to the church authority responsible for handling such situations, and currently that is either me, Pastor Ben, or Pastor Raymond. Okay? You report the incident as soon as you are able. You do not delay. This happened on Monday and it's Friday. That's not good. If it happened on Monday, we need to know on Monday. Okay, you don't hesitate or delay on reporting that to us. Depending on the nature of the incident, then the church authorities, as well as the individual identifying the incident, must report said incident to the police or the reporting agency of West Virginia within 24 hours. And there's a West Virginia code that you can read. I'm not going to read that whole thing on the form. In order to prevent incurring liability on others, do not discuss, this is very important, do not discuss the incident with others until after the situation has been addressed by the appropriate authorities. And do not attempt to investigate or handle the matter apart from the procedures outlined above. Do not take matters into your own hands in the situation. Is everybody clear on the abuse policy and procedures? Okay, good. All right. First aid. Okay, first aid. As you can see, our amazing first aid kit is back on that wall. It's right there, big white cross. Okay, so there is, most of the time, it's Band-Aids, it's bacterial wipe, whatever it may be. It's usually small things. This is where you're going to go and get it. You're going to go to and report, and usually I think that there's someone in here that can help you with that. Someone's kind of floating around. But I think as leaders and adults, we're able to put it. Just be careful about how you do that. Now, if something were to become more serious, a more serious injury, you will need to get in touch with registration, and registration will need to get in touch with their parents. Okay? Thank God that we have not had anything like that before. I don't think, as far as I can remember, a serious injury. Sometimes we have to contact parents for differing reasons, but as far as that goes, handle the injury. If it is someone is bleeding or something like that, you want to take them to this area. You don't want the kid to wipe off the blood and then smack it onto another kid. You don't want any of that happening, okay? So you want, if you see this happen, if you see the child is injured, please bring them. The team leader should escort them to the first aid kit and take care of it. Everything that we need is in there. And maybe Jim or Lois, if you want to give that a check, so I'm not a liar. All right. Questions about that? Okay, quickly. Oh, goodness. June 10th. All right. Next, parking lot security. So parking lot security is Kevin Hutton, Kevin Sprecher, Alan, Rodney, and Terry. You guys are the first people that the families will see as they enter in. So that means that you're smiling and you're ready to invite these kids in for a great time at VBS. You are also going to be out there 5:35, 5:40-ish, because people are going to start pulling in. It doesn't get super crazy until right as it starts, right at 6. But you need to be out there at the beginning, you need to be out there at the ending to help the parking and make sure kids are safe and they're not running in the street getting hit by cars. It's also good to stay out there and survey the premises during. Like I said, we have 100 kids here. I think 1 year, maybe it was 2 years ago, I was trying to sell his car in the parking lot during VBS. And I'm glad that the parking lot security was there to kind of, what are you doing here? So stuff like that can happen. People use this as a turnaround all the time. Some people come and they park here and they stay here for whatever reason. So just be aware of that. Also, another thought is, as the children are walking around outside, they have to go outside for recreation, and they'll be passing through here. Give them a high five. Be kind to them. You know, all that stuff. They can look. They can see. No offense, but all these are older men, right? And they can say, "Man, this that's weird." You know, and that's a good thing, because dad at home that loves Jesus, and you get to show that to them. So, just throwing that out there. Be kind to the kids. Well, I don't know about that. All right, next thing. On Friday night, is the differing night because we have a family celebration. So we'll end everything early. A big ending to the skit, which we'll be building throughout the week. We'll do an ending to our offering. And we'll also have all the kids come up and do a song. And we have all the family in to see that. So we're usually packed out in the worship center. If you're not doing anything, be in chairs. Usually, they're like stand. I mean, there's a ton of, and everybody's kind of standing. So kind of try to be aware. We have the schedule, so we need to end on time. Afterwards, we will, weather permitting, have popcorn, cotton candy, snacks, and a time for the families to just enjoy a celebration out here. And that's a great time for us as church family to go and make connections with these people, with these families, with these parents. And so we're going to do that out here at the pavilion. If the weather's not good, then we will do it here at the in here in the fellowship hall. We still need someone to coordinate that. In the past, I've kind of tried to do that, and it's not good because I'm up on stage while it's supposed to be being coordinated. And last year, I forgot. Oh, I put the popcorn underneath that table back there and didn't tell anybody about it. Parents and kids are running out there, and there's no. So if you want to do that, please come and talk to me afterwards. All right. Decorating. We decorate the entire church. That happens on June 8th. That's a Saturday. That's a Saturday prior to VBS starting. We need help. Right now, it's Christina, Sarah, and Susan.
And me.
And Micah. That's not good. We need more people, right? We need more people to lift things, to place things somewhere, and all that. So if you can help on 8th, what time will that be about? 9 a.m.? 9 a.m. So come out to that. Same story, different day. That's Saturday after. Right now it's Court and Christina to tear down everything, to clean up everything. That's not good either. So we need more people to help. Well, he signed up, so I'm just kidding. We need help with that. That one's harder because everybody's exhausted from the week, right? And you don't want to come and clean up. All right. Like I said earlier, we will have a photographer. Anthony Sebastiano will be taking photos. He'll be getting around. If you're aware of him being there, maybe get the kids together and have him pause for, you know, a moment and have him take a picture or something like that. So, anyway, staff t-shirts. Everybody gets a t-shirt. And Regina is in charge of that, And so come and talk to her. How do you usually do that?
I'll just get with you later.
Okay. Never mind.
Once we get a list.
There we go. So some areas do have special tickets, like music is one of those areas. So, but everybody will be wearing the blue VBS shirt. Questions about anything else? I'm almost done. A question.
When do we get the t-shirts?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. All right, any other questions? Yes. Yes, they saved the day. All right. Any other questions? Last thing. Last couple things. Okay. Promoting VBS. We want to promote VBS. So the best thing to do is personally invite somebody, your neighbors, the kids in your neighborhood. A great way to do that is with flyers, with Facebook. A lot of you live in neighborhoods and they have neighborhood group chats where you can post stuff on and tell people about things that are happening. Use those. Utilize those. We want to get the word out. We also do a lot of other things like sending postcards and stuff like that. Obviously, our church Facebook gets a lot of traffic. I've already had several parents message, when's your VBS this year? I was at Covenant Church the other night for our kids play sports, and these two kids came up and they're talking to me about the skit last year, and they're so excited for VBS this year. A lot of people go to this VBS from this area for whatever reason. God has been good to us, and we want to, again, steward that well. So be inviting the kids, kids in your neighborhood, or maybe family members or friends that you know. And the next thing is, it can kind of be overwhelming. We say here at church that we are all about the gospel. And then you say, okay, what is that? Like, and you can kind of get jumbled, right? It's kind of hard. Now, I don't think that there's any certain formulaic way you have to share the gospel with someone. But just like in math, formulas aren't necessary, but they're helpful, okay? And so that's what I want to help you with. Yes, I am sure about that. Huh? Formulas are everything. True. Well, no. We'll talk later. All right. So, is good news. That's literally what the word means, okay? That it is good news. And that's what we're about here. So here is a good way to go through what the gospel is with a kid in a way that they can understand it, okay? Number one, you want to start with God, the Creator, that He rules. So the Bible tells us that God created everything, made me and you, and He's in charge of everything. No, God rules. There's supporting scripture. I can send this to you if you want afterwards, if you want to go over this and some of those scriptures. The next thing is, if God made us and He made us in His image, He created all of us and He rules over us, we mess things up. We sinned, right? We talked about original sin on Sunday, right? Yeah, we did. On Sunday. And so, we chose to disobey God. The Bible calls this sin. And since God is holy, He cannot just sweep sin under the rug, but it separates us from Him, and it deserves a punishment. That punishment is death and separation from God. And so, it would be pretty bad news if we just left it here. But God provided, right? God sent Christ. This is the perfect solution. Takes care of our sin problem. He rescues us from the punishment we deserve. We sinners could never save ourselves, but Christ saved us. It's very important that we get all that correct, because I think in our culture it's easy to present this idea of pulling yourself up from your bootstraps and being able to do the work yourself, but you can't do the work. You can't save yourself. And nobody in this room can save you. Your parents can't save you. Christ saves you. And so that's very important that God provided Him. Gives a perfect life. He gives us death on the cross for our sins. He gives us resurrection. And because He gave up His life, we can be welcomed into God's family. We can be adopted into God's family forever. It's the best gift ever. And then the last thing is that we respond. Oh, man. Here we go. Yeah, they're ready to be done. We respond. ABC. You admit to God that you're a sinner. You repent. You turn from your sin. Hold on. You believe that Jesus is God's Son. You receive God's gift of forgiveness of sin and confess that confess your faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord. And so that's kind of the way that we would walk through sharing the gospel of the kid. Now, that's like a lot, right, to just jumble out, but a whole week to have these conversations. And each day of the week, one of these things is being presented to the kids. So you can walk through it with them as you go. And so if there were a kid that wanted to respond in this way, team leaders, you got to be there for them. Even if maybe some kid comes up to you at the station, whether it's recreation or music or something, this is way more important than anything else that you're doing. This is way more important than singing or playing games. This is way more important than eating snacks. So pause to maybe structure it in a way where you can take that child aside in a public area and talk to them about this and have a conversation with them about this. Questions on that? Anything? I'm done.
You have the prayer bracelets.
Yes. So tonight, as you leave here, we have little bracelets back there, like these rubber bracelets. They are prayer bracelets. So basically what we do as a church here is we take these bracelets, we put them on, and every time we look at them, it reminds us to pray for VBS. Yeah, and it reminds us that God is our Savior too. So think about that as well. So look down at that bracelet and pray for students that you don't even know yet that God would be softening their hearts. Ben. Yeah. If you're working VBS, we need an entire parking lot. So you should be getting here early. So park in the gravel parking lot on the whatever direction this way is, south side of the church.
And if you
want to questions. All right. So here's how we're going to end. For the next 5 or 6 minutes, what you're going to do is your group. That I announced earlier, and you're going to talk about, plan, strategize, just for a few minutes. Basically, the best thing to do here is to make sure you maybe get everybody's number, and that way you're able to communicate as you're moving forward. Some of you will have a little more planning than others. A lot of you might not have to do a ton of planning, but break up into your groups so you can at least see who you're working with and talk to them about it. So go ahead and do that. If you don't have a spot that you're working in, come and talk to me. I will not be able to meet with you guys because I need to do this other stuff real quick.